Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there like a contest between who gets the D and who gets the fence, or is it just basically like what you're where you're seated at the in the row? The D has to be on the left as you read it.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, I'm the D today. You're the fence. Is the fence guy like the more powerful person in the relationship, or the D guy?
And the Bulldog.
I don't know. If you get separated, you still got a D. Just hold up a D.
If you're walking around with the fence, like what are you doing?
You will need it. You'd have to go to Tinder for a D.
You just gotta right.
People do that, I believe.
Wow.
I think people do that.
This show is free.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's been a while since I've heard that. I like the idea of the two people being separated and wandering around a stadium looking for each other, holding up their things.
I'm sorry. Is it embarrassing that I laughed? Like genuinely, I forgot how that was going to, I didn't know where that was going
to
go.
You're supposed to
laugh. I forgot about the Tinder line. It's our bit. It's old. It's your line, and I didn't remember it. And when I heard it, I laughed out loud.
Who knew I was ever that current?
Mm-hmm. Right there, Tinder.
Are we all Sneaky Joe right now?
Yes, we are all Sneaky Joe right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars are calling Sunday's game with Indianapolis the biggest game in franchise history.
Well, can you really think that they mean it? Could they really? Is somebody trolling us? Winning way? Could you really mean that?
I don't think it's troll. I don't know what the.
It probably will not be the biggest game this year against the Colts.
Right.
For them, let alone the biggest game in the history of the franchise.
I mean, they've played in two AFC championship games.
At least. Yeah, at least.
The one after they beat the Bills in 96, they went and lost to New England, and then they lost to New England in, was that the 18 season? The same year as the Diggs-Minneapolis Miracle play.
They also lost to Tennessee that Tennessee year, 99.
Oh, yeah?
Jacksonville, Tennessee beat them bad.
Wow, okay.
Because that's when we all convinced ourselves the Bills would have done the same thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Gone to Indy and won, gone to Jacksonville and won.
Right, okay, yeah. Three AFC champions. Wow.
But none bigger than Sunday.
Yeah, no. A week. What week is it? 14? Week 14 meeting with a one-legged quarterback.
It will not be their biggest game to come this year.
No, I think that's probably right.
I mean, even in just the regular season.
Yep.
Very weak.
Yeah,
I'm here to propose five makeshift lists. I'm dying for scrutiny.
Okay.
And to be set straight on this list.
I am here to scrutinize.
Five Bills games in history that could have rightly been called at the time the biggest game in Bills history. Five. At the most.
Okay.
I want to say. But, you know, you'll help me, right?
Sure.
How many times in Bills history could you have said, this is the biggest game in Bills history? I don't mean like in a coach speak. Every game is the biggest game in Bills history.
No, right. No.
The next game is the biggest game ever.
Well, they were.
I don't mean that.
I got to check my notes, but I believe they were in four straight Super Bowls in the 90s.
That's correct.
So, those four?
No. No.
No?
I don't. Here's my list.
Well, your list already sucks.
You mean like when they went to play Washington, that was the biggest game in Bills history, having been in the Super Bowl the year before for the first time?
Yeah. I think
that was a bigger game.
Well, I think all four of those are tied for first.
I don't. I think only the first one is on my list.
Why?
Because that was the first one. That was the biggest game in Bills. There's no question that that was the biggest game in Bills history at that time.
I 100% agree.
The next year, it's close, but the first one's bigger. I mean, it's right under it. They're all like right under each other.
Okay, so we're like literally saying only one game can be the biggest game in Bills history. So everything else falls in behind first one?
I'm saying at the time.
Okay.
Here, let me tell you my list and then you can correct me. You're already starting to.
I want to fight you. Yeah.
Oh, you want to fight me because Dallas games have to be as equally big as the Giants? I mean,
it's the Super Bowl.
I know, but they all are. They all are.
Well, so yeah. All right. I want to hear. I should hear your list before I'm already.
It's not going to change your mind.
I'm already in attack mode.
I'm not sure I'm going to change your mind on this. 64 AFL championship. First time ever to the championship game. That's the biggest game in Bills history. Or, you know what? The first game is the first game in Bills history, the biggest game, because there's no other game. 1960 opener. I didn't write it down. But I think maybe technically it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's going to get bigger. When you're playing the first game you've ever played, sure, but it's not going to be the biggest game, you know, in retrospect.
Right, and I think eventually the Super Bowls outrank the AFL championship games because it's just the AFL.
Well, I'm not trying to rank their history, all their games by importance. I'm trying to do, at the time, was this game that's about to kick off the biggest game in the history of the team?
Okay.
64 AFL championship, yes. 65, no. Because they just won it.
Right, okay.
Right? Are the Chiefs Super Bowls the same? Is last year's Super Bowl equivalent to the year before and the year before that when they won? No.
I'm listening.
Okay. 64. We get Jacksonville to...
Get them on the horn.
Get them on the line so they know how this works.
Just the area code. I don't really care who we talk to.
Duval.
We can talk to somebody at the... Yeah, the Sonic drive-thru. Whatever. Fine.
What a win.
Get him on the horn.
What a win for Jacksonville with this tweet. Holy cow, we're all loving it. I mean, is anybody else? Is just us? Or so 64.
It's just us because we're psychotic about things that teams say and how they position things when it's patently absurd.
88 Cincinnati. AFC Championship game Cincinnati. January 89.
First time there. Okay.
A chance for the Super Bowl first time. Arguably, that's the biggest at the time.
Yep.
That's the biggest game in Bills history. It's comparable to AFL, but that's only the AFL, mm-hmm. if you will.
All right.
51-3.
You're doing a very good job of recovering.
I mean, I was on my feet, but 51-3. Going in, this is the biggest game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest game in Bills history.
Okay.
AFC Championship at home, favored. This is our moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can we deliver? Can we win? Biggest game in Bills history at the time.
Okay.
Giants.
Right.
Bigger than that.
Yes.
Your first Super Bowl appearance.
And now that you have set the bar at the Super Bowl being the biggest game in franchise history, I'm sorry, but the way I'm wired, the next time you make it to the Super Bowl is the next time that it's the biggest game in franchise history, and then that happened again and again.
So that, to me, means
those games have to be bigger than the Giants one because it has to surpass the Giants one. And I just don't think they do. I think they're equal to,
this
at
has
best.
Nothing to do with the quality of the games, nothing. Ultimately, right?
Nothing.
All right, well, see, I think the exact opposite. Because you've lost that first time. That was the biggest game in the history of your franchise.
Yep.
Now you're back in the spot with a chance to make it right. And that becomes now the biggest game in the history of the franchise.
That's bigger, and the next one's bigger still, and the next one's bigger still.
Yes. Yes. That's how I would view it.
Okay.
Yes.
I have one more.
Oh, my God. I want it to be like some game against Tampa.
The Roscoe Parrish
game. So bad. Right.
We all knew the Eichel. That game against Columbus is the biggest game in franchise history. It kind of is. I mean, you'd want it to. Going in, felt like it. No. And this, you could argue this game versus a couple of others. Last year's AFC Championship.
Yeah, I like that. Because this era of the Bills, they got there right at the beginning of this run, right? I mean, 20's the first year we really thought they were a Super Bowl contender, and they made it that far and lost pretty badly. And then it took them until last year to do that again. I don't think the first time in 20 qualifies, but I think because of the trail of breadcrumbs from that appearance in 20 to last year, that makes the cut, I think. I'm worried, I don't want to get a pushback on that. I like that.
I'm worried that, see, that worries me. I'm worried that picking last year versus the previous few years is the opposite of leaving off the other Super Bowls. Because what I'm saying is the 20 AFC Championship is a beginning. It's like,
and therefore it's bigger than last year.
But I don't think it is. I think increasingly they get bigger because of what's happened before.
Which really undoes your logic
about
the Super
Bowl point.
Right. Right.
All right.
So I win.
Well, good on you for doing the work.
Off to a great start.
The line coming up at 4:45. We'll see how that goes. So now I have, if I put the other Super Bowls on this list, I've got like 10 biggest games ever. Feels like it's too many, doesn't it?
No. Well, yeah, it's a lot of games
that were going in the biggest game in Bills history.
I do think if that's your pool, I think it's appropriate that all the Super Bowls are there, and that these AFC title games are there. I don't mind leaving 20 out in favor of 24 myself. And then I think from there, I will then sort of revert to, so I'm going to mix in your methodology and say that the first Super Bowl against the Giants is the biggest game in franchise history. Because it is the first time you got there. It's bigger than the week before in the AFC title game. It's bigger than any of these other AFC title game appearances. And it's the first time you're in the Super Bowl. Now, you know, when you get there again and again and again, it's still the biggest game in franchise history. But if you've got those four in a row, one of them has to be the most meaningful, and I think the first one is.
Okay. We do agree, though, that this Jacksonville game is not.
It's absurd.
The biggest Jacksonville game ever.
It's offensive.
It is offensive
that the team would refer to it as that. Did everybody there just start working there like a month ago? What are they doing?
Somebody.
I mean, this is not like it's not the Pittsburgh Steelers, but still, you've been to the AFC title game. You've only been around since the 90s. You've been there three times. You just cannot put biggest game in franchise history on any regular season.
I need everybody to do it right now. I need Indianapolis to do it for the same game right now.
This is the biggest game in the history of the Indianapolis Colts.
This is the biggest game in Colts history. They just have a logo of their Super Bowl wins, like the trophies. It's the biggest game in Colts history. Have the Bills do it. Have the Bengals do it. Have the Ravens do it. At Pittsburgh, baby, for first place. This is the biggest game in Ravens history.
Right.
Let's have everybody do it. And Speak up to Jacksonville.
Why is everything the worst? It's not. It doesn't have to be this hard. It's a big game. It really matters.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that much. It's all right. Their playoff odds will move if they win significantly, but they're not dead if they lose.
Mm-mm.
The biggest game in franchise history has to be a game where if you lose, your season's over. Can't not be.
Yep. All right.
All these games on my list, when you if you lost, your season's
yep.
over.
Yep.
Or even if you won, your season's over. But definitely if you lost. There's no other game conceivable bigger than that. Well, I think, did we settle it?
I think so, yeah. I feel a little...
I'll tell you what, it's a big game for the Titans.
I want to apologize to you. I feel like I was overly aggressive.
It might be the biggest game in Titans history.
Yeah, no, I think we're fine. I don't need to quibble about it anymore.
Biggest game in Tunsil's gas mask history.
Oh, well, that's obviously... That begins tonight.
You versus me.
I don't know what you've got going tonight. I don't believe I have anything.
I don't have anything going, period.
Yeah, okay.
I've got 7 buys and...
Yeah, did you find a defense?
No.
Okay.
But I do want to put this out, you know, for anybody inclined, because I have a decision to make. It's a good one.
All right.
This is one where, like, I listen to a lot of fantasy shows, and the callers are... Imagine this. They're always the same callers with the same questions, like, week after week,
mm-hmm.
and they call multiple shows sometimes. Like, they get their question answered, but they still call back with the same question. So there's some of that.
What kind of life is that?
I digress. You get, like, start-sit questions that are just impossible to listen to. Like, just look. Like what you said to that guy the one time. Get a website.
Right.
What do you need
right.
Bob Harris for?
Get an app.
Just
make a call.
It's his 15th ranked running back versus his 16th. Just pick one.
Make a call. By that, I mean, don't call a show to ask. I mean, make a call yourself.
Never.
Look at the information and make a decision.
Have some self-respect.
Just do it. It's not that hard.
Have some pride.
Yeah.
But this one, I don't really know what to do because I'm allowed one move, and it's a 2-quarterback league. Well, it's super flex, so you don't have to play 2 quarterbacks.
Right.
At this point, I can't because I lost May. On bye, right? So
mm-hmm.
I've got to decide if I want to pick up Tyler Shuck with my last move or a defense.
Because you don't have a defense either.
Correct. So it's either quarterback 2 versus it would be like Odunze maybe.
Right.
The difference is the thing.
You do have an offensive player to put in that spot, so it's not like you're settling for 0 because you don't have a quarterback.
Right. So if Odunze is like projected for 11 points, what's Shuck? 16? Could be a lot higher, could be worse.
Yeah.
So like it's a difference of 5-ish
uh-huh.
versus any defense versus 0. That's what I think I'm going to pick the defense. But if I'm wrong, if it's, you know, I pick whoever, the Jets, if they're available, and Miami goes for 30 points and wins, then I got stuck.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think I should need the quarterback going forward.
Recognizing that no one cares about anyone else's fantasy teams, Mike and I are playing for the final playoff spot in the WGR league that Paul Hamilton has been running since before I worked here. Do we have the same record? Are we tied?
I think so.
I think 5-8 or something. Like I've had a terrible year, but we're alive. And so the final playoff spot in our league is going to be determined by the outcome of the game that our teams are playing against one another this week.
It is confirmed by Paul. Win and you're in.
Right. And he also told me, I don't know if you know this, that the tie goes to me. I'm not sure why that is.
Because you have 100 more points.
Oh, okay.
So there's no way I can beat you by more than 100 points and still tie.
Right. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yep.
Right, we can't tie if
that's
that happens.
That's an acceptable tiebreaker.
So I think I'll pick the defense, but it's worth a question. Darius Slay is not – Cowboy Dan is not coming? Darius Slay is Cowboy Dan. He is not coming to the Bills party. And what? So he just was hoping to go to Philadelphia, and they claimed him too, but so did the Bills, and so, sorry, you can't go to Philadelphia. Could the Bills get a draft pick for him?
From Philadelphia?
Shouldn't that be what we're doing right now? Sixth for a seventh?
I think it's worth a call.
Like, if you want him,
yeah,
he's ours. The Bills should feel, I don't think I need to say this, the Bills should feel no obligation to give Darius Slay to another team.
They could play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. If they want him, and I got him first, I know it can be a little tricky. You know, you want to treat people right and that kind of thing, right? Not have a reputation for, you know, just, you know, burning people.
Still.
But I think competitively, they have every reason to do it this time.
The Eagles would have no right to think that the Bills should just give them an asset.
100%.
So you're not burning bridges with the Eagles if you say no to, like, a free handout of Darius Slay.
They want to give me something for his release? Okay. I think he has to go back through waivers if the Bills do that, though. But if they if they trade him, then it's that's right. There's no waivers then. Then it's just a transaction. So yeah, that's what I think you should do. And then it depends on how badly the Eagles want him. You know, like, it's one thing to just, oh, that guy's available for free. He had an interception in the wild card game for us last year. Fine, let's get him. Okay, well, it's going to cost me anything?
Usable players, if he's not that, I mean, he's probably usable, around the deadline, were just like a trade a round up or a year up at the end of the draft. I mean, that's not much. So maybe there could be a trade like that here if the Eagles want him that badly. Maybe they just don't. They only wanted him if it was free.
Right.
I mean, their guy is the witch, right? Howie Roseman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could he not be brought to, all right, here's a sixth, we'll take your seventh. Could he not be brought to that in this case? We'll see.
I don't think that's unrealistic. And I think, you know, we were, you know, Darius Slay, what are we doing? Cut by Pittsburgh. Like, I don't know, he's this old and really we're going to do this. When, I don't know, we didn't know when we left the air last night that the Eagles had also put in a claim, I don't think.
I didn't know that.
I don't think that was out yet. But when that came out later in the year, I bet a lot of Bills fans went, oh, okay. You know, yeah, this, because you just made the point about Roseman. Like, he's got this reputation, the GM of the Eagles. Like, he wanted him. All right, there must be some meat on the bone. I'm glad we got him. Good job, Brandon Bean. But now we don't have him. Sure, I'd be surprised if the Bills haven't already made that call. I don't know if that shouldn't be an arduous negotiation. I would think it's pretty simple. If
it's
yes. Hang on, sales tweet texting me. There's no trades.
You can't trade them.
You can't trade them. There's the trade deadline. Right?
This is like the time I wanted Dominic Hasek to be the captain of the Sabres.
Sorry, everyone. Thank you, Sal.
I went on, and then somebody said goalies can't be the captain.
He'd have to be waived again.
such a good idea, though.
That would have to be like everyone in the NFC is going to let the Eagles get him. Because they are not going to be first in the waiver order just because they had the claim in. Now, I don't think it works that way. I want to be careful now because we're in here like idiots talking about a trade being made when the trade deadline passed 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago,
whatever
it
was. Because it's past the deadline.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like, what are we doing in here?
Duh.
Yeah. Good work by us. And again, thank you, Sal. So if the Bills were to just say, all right, well, he doesn't want to be with us, I'll let him go wherever he wants, I would think for the same reason, well, not the same reason, the Bills claimed him because they wanted to have him play for them. I guess they could have been trying to keep him away from someone. You know, who knows? A team below them in the waiver order. Same thing would happen with NFC teams now, I think. Now that it's known that the Eagles wanted him, I think any other NFC playoff team would be like, yeah, we'll claim him. Don't care if you don't come. We're just not going to let you go to the Eagles.
Joe Ostrowski coming up. My friend Greg, who works for the Bills, tweets that someone in the Jags front office on the radio every week says the next game is the biggest in Jaguars history. So it's an inside joke. Should we just start over? Does this segment count? Are we actually working? Does this count? We can't trade Darius Slay and the Jaguar thing is an inside joke? Well, better luck with Joe Ostrowski.
I'm going to punch out
after the break here. That's funny.
None of this was actually.
Well, now I just want to fight. Now I started like 2 minutes in. I wanted to fight you. Now I want to fight this Jaguars guy, because if he actually, as a representative of the organization, goes on the radio every week and says this meeting with the Titans is the biggest game in franchise history, he should be fired.
Well, like I said about coaches, coaches say that kind of thing all the time.
Right.
The next game is the biggest.
Yeah.
So it's meant like that. Okay. Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, coming up. We'll talk to Sal at 5. Trista Crick makes a return, 5:30. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Me personally, I don't think about their offense. I know our defense is going to handle that. For me, it's just paying attention to what's installed this week. Again, if 50 run plays get called, then block it up and do what you do. If 50 pass plays get called, go out there and run a route.
Khalil Shakir, one catch against Pittsburgh, one catch against two games ago, 8 against Houston. I guess Tampa is that game?
Tampa was before Houston. Yep.
Anyway, we'll talk to Sal later. What about Kincaid? What about Dawkins? While we wait on Joe Ostrowski, I'll take this moment to say, and maybe Sal will want to echo this. I can't imagine he wouldn't feel this way, but would love to see Dawkins get that Man of the Year. You know, like it's obvious how much work he does here. He's become an institution. In the area, in the city, charity work, like all the time, Deion Dawkins. He's also a really good player.
Yeah.
His heart, I mean, seems fully in it. He also has the key to the city now. That's a nice little feather for your candidacy in this area, Man of the Year.
Yeah.
And that award he helped create.
Right, I was waiting. If you weren't going to say it, I was. Yeah, he gets credit for coming up with the Lineman of the Year award.
Protector?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
No questions for me, please, now about the other 31 candidates. They're all bums.
Right.
But I'd love to see Dawkins win. Okay, here with us on the Western Hotline, co-host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, our guy, Joe Ostrowski. And it's always great to have Joe on. We're going to talk some MVPs here, Joe. I don't know if you sometimes tell us that you listen to the beginning. It was a little bit of a weird one for us.
Yeah, have you ever done like a whole like 25-minute segment where everything you said was wrong?
I fully agree that if you say that every week on your show, that this is the biggest game in franchise history, oh boy. I mean, market size, I guess, right? Listenership, I guess that plays a role there. I'm just here getting ready for the biggest game in Bears franchise history against the Packers, which will be much bigger than the Bears-Packers game we play in 2 weeks.
It is the biggest Bears game in a while, though, probably. Like, you got to give them that.
Yep.
How's
yep.
How's the city holding up, Joe?
Shirtless and eating a lot of hot dogs and making me feel bad about my body.
Chicago.
My favorite answer ever.
Joe, what's the latest in the MVP race?
So the latest, based on the most recent results, Stafford, he actually threw interceptions last week. So he drops down a little bit. Drake May takes over as the favorite by himself. First time I remember all year seeing an odds-on favorite where you would have to lay a price to get the winner. So Drake May is your odds-on favorite, but he's going into his bye week. So we're not going to see him. We'll probably see some sort of a shift. I think it's a four-player race with the amount of time that we have left.
Okay.
Josh Allen has dropped to fifth overall. I think that's like the bare bottom you can go because Caleb is sixth. So Allen is fifth, and being fifth, I think it's going to be very, very difficult. Probably not for him to go back-to-back. He'd have to be far and away the best guy. I'm looking at the guys at 3 and 4. There's enough football in my mind left where it isn't a guarantee, even though most people want to say this, and the odds would suggest that it's going to be Mayor Stafford. Yeah, probability agrees with that, but if Dak makes a run, they end up being a playoff team, he's your third favorite, and just about the same odds, the guy we talk about every year, Shope.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, Metric Starling. What if they make this – he goes on a heater, they make this run, they don't have Kraft, he performs like he did on Thanksgiving. You look at a lot of the numbers, they would favor Jordan Love right now. Number one, EPA per play, adjusted EPA, you know, all those stuff, mm-hmm. success rate, completion, percentage above expectation. Like, he pops in everything. So I think there's enough football left that if he did get on a heater, he's in that conversation.
I'm – actually holding a Prescott ticket from before the season, encouraged that you would include him. Because for me, as we've talked about this award for years, because of Allen, you know, especially, you have to win 12 games, you know. Like, you have to be a quarterback on a top team. And I don't think that's available to Prescott. Even if they run down the Eagles, they're still going to have, like, 6 losses at least. You still think, could he win in that scenario? 10-6-1. Philadelphia cracks. If that happens, and I don't know, would May have to crack, or even Stafford too? Would Prescott have a chance?
On this situation, I say win the division, take over. They had a lot of okay. When they had those losses early, it wasn't Dak's fault. It was the defense. They didn't have one, and now with the changes they've made, we'll talk about it with tonight's game. But you could make the case, and it's a year where you don't have dominant teams, or the dominant teams are flawed or being viewed as very flawed. Or light schedule, Chicago, New England. What about the turnovers? It doesn't make sense right now that the Patriots and the Bears are the number one seeds, but they are. So I think you – right, it usually is a one or two seed, but maybe you could go down the board a little bit this year. And it's the Dallas factor too, right?
Yeah, I would think if you like this idea, you'd want to do it before he throws for 375 yards tonight.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Because tonight.
It could be very different by tomorrow morning.
You need tonight.
You're right. Right. If you like it, you got to do it before tonight even happens.
You need to do it when you're just about to leave the state of Indiana and you pull over on the shoulder and bet it at plus 3,000 before the season starts. That's when you need to do it.
Okay, that's better. That's not available to me now.
This was dead to me. Like, for 2 months, this was dead to me, the Prescott idea. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm hearing you on this. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, it could be.
What's his number right now?
It.
16.
Okay.
Right, Joe?
Yeah. Dak and Love are about the same. 16, 17, somewhere in that range.
So
he has the
monster game, maybe not 375 yards, but whatever. He has the big 300-yard, three-touchdown game tonight. What does that number get cut in half, or is that too much?
It takes a big drop. It's another primetime game, right?
Right.
He was just participating and won in the most viewed game in NFL history, which is wild. But, yeah, but on the other side, Detroit wins tonight at home. They bounce back. They're out. It's over. Dak's not winning.
Right. That's right.
You have to have tonight.
It's real. Yeah. So if you were gonna make a bet on him for the MVP before this game, it lives and dies with tonight's result.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that lives and dies with tonight's result. Like you could look at the Lions. I keep going back to it. I'm staring at that number. I'm like, really? This Lions team is 25-1 to win the Super Bowl. But if they lose tonight, Dallas pulls off the upset on the road. San Francisco 9-4, they have the last playoff spot right now. Lions are probably done too if they lose.
Lions and Chiefs could both be done this weekend. Yeah. I have that Chiefs bet too. It happened when you were on with us, the Chiefs to miss the playoffs. Now they'll give me 4-1 on it if I want to get out. And I know, Sam, I need to win something for all this. I mean, Bulldog usually gets to it first, but all these great ideas we have that never win.
Right. Yes.
But Sam mentioned to you yesterday, like, I totally shorted the Colts 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Under on the win total, no playoffs, Jacksonville to win the South, Houston to win the South. Eventually, I'll have to make up my mind on one of those two. Houston with, like, much longer odds. You know, how do you feel about that?
I feel great about it if I'm you. You want to talk about timing the market. That was when they were on bye, right, before these last two losses?
It was, yeah, and there was the first report that Jones was injured.
Mm.
Like, before we knew fractured fibula, he was listed as questionable suddenly one day. And I don't know how much I knew about that, but it was before the game against the Chiefs. Like, oh, they could totally lose this game. And all of them. Houston twice, Jacksonville twice, Niners, Seahawks.
You got to feel confident in it right now. Now you're going to Jacksonville, a place that they actually rarely win. It's obviously a big game.
Biggest game in Jaguars history.
Yep.
And then to Seattle, then San Francisco, then the Jaguars team again, then Houston. Sure, there's a world where they lose almost every game the rest of the year. Like, that's a possibility. They could be the prime example when we're looking back, reviewing the season, like, yeah, you don't want to peak too early. You don't want to play your best ball out at the outset, because what are the chances that you're going to do it for 4 months?
One of my guys on ADP chasing, Jacob Sanderson, is a Colts fan. And yesterday we did a show, and he was incredulous as to, like, how their odds aren't better. Like, why aren't the Colts getting more respect in the market? I'm like, buddy, don't overthink it. Daniel Jones. It's not his leg. It's his career.
Right.
I think that is always the skepticism. Just like Darnold, Joe.
Right,
like,
now. Look at it. Look at Darnold last few games.
Yep.
He's not as confident.
Yep. Where are you at on Bills Bengals? Where maybe more importantly, where's the room at on Bills Bengals, Joe?
That's a good one, because the Bills are always a pretty popular look, especially when they're coming off a good performance. But you'd think Joe Burrow is. They all saw it on Thanksgiving night, what Joe Burrow did. And you're okay, here's 6 points. You're getting 6 free points if you back Burrow. I'm not the biggest trends player, but it is worth mentioning, because it is just so hard to escape. And I actually poo-pooed the idea going into the Thanksgiving night game against the Ravens. I'm like, yeah, but he's going to be rusty. But he doesn't have T. Higgins. And he did it again, the Joe Burrow thing. When he's an underdog of at least 3 points, it's happened 21 times in his career. When he's an underdog of at least a field goal, he is 18-3 against the spread. That is something, especially when you're Joe Burrow with a decent sample size. So, yeah, I mean, the defense, it was shocking that the Ravens couldn't do anything. Was it fluky with all the Lamar play?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And the three turnovers and how he's playing right now, maybe one of the worst stretches we've ever seen from him. You could make that argument. I would be surprised if that Bengals defense gives up 14 or less in back-to-back weeks. So I understand why we're at where we are with the point spread. I just have a tough time saying, okay, let's go against Joe Burrow, and we have to win by at least a touchdown.
I hear that. You want two funky anytime touchdowns for tonight?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I'm getting prepared to hear a Lions tight end.
Anthony Firkser. There you go. Called it.
Which team is he on?
Detroit, tight end. Anthony Firkser, like you said.
I love you so much, Joe.
Anthony Firkser. No Laporta, no Brock Wright. There might even be someone else that's out for Detroit at tight end. But, you know, Firkser's been around in the league, played for Tennessee, scored a, you know, he's been in an end zone. Let's just put it, leave it at that. Okay. That's 6-1. Not insane. So
Who's the tight end they just got from the Dolphins? That's the name that I keep seeing people that are
really
jumping.
Okay, I don't know.
Not Firkser. Hayden Rucci.
Okay, longer odds, I bet.
35, I think.
That's way better.
Yeah.
There's also a Lions player named Tom Kennedy. Bulldog, not the former Name That Tune host.
There's not.
Tom Kennedy. He's with Khalif Raymond and St. Brown, likely to miss. Like, they're very thin at receiver, too, and that's the name. Like, in fantasy, that's the guy you pick up. Assuming you can't get to Tesla,
yeah,
it would be Tom Kennedy. Not super long odds, though, so there's an expectation there.
Right.
I feel like this might be a room play because of last week. He scored last week, but I like Malik Davis as the compliment to Javonte Williams at 10-1.
I want to say that is the number one room
play. Is it? Okay. Yeah. I bet it is. Right, I could see it. I missed your show today, most of it.
Every time I look for a touchdown score in a game for Dallas, I end up on Turpin.
Oh.
So I'll just submit that as my suggestion for tonight.
I like it.
The room play on anytime touchdown is J-Mo, not knowing the status of St. Brown. And the most bet prop is Malik Davis over 8.5 rushing yards.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'll keep some self-respect here and just not echo the room on this one. I got a favorite play tomorrow. Big college weekend. These mostly meaningless conference championship games.
Yeah, I'm just double checking if which games are tomorrow and which ones are Saturday.
Oh, I meant Saturday. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, either way, you do get Friday. Because if you're looking for something Friday, I do like UNLV going up against Boise. That is getting 4.5. But Saturday, I can't escape Texas Tech. It's a big number. I do not care. They have one loss on the year. They didn't have their starting quarterback in that two-game span. They have pummeled every team. BYU's playoff life on the line. Their head coach stays. It was a big story this week with Penn State. I just don't think it matters. Texas Tech bought the best team they can. They got the best defense in the country. You cannot run on this team. I think they destroy them. And a lot of these conference championship games, they end up being blowouts, guys. So minus 12.5, that's the look there for me.
I did hear you guys pump up Texas Tech to win it all a little bit today. So
yeah, Sam mentioned that he came out of the gates. He's like, I made a college title future bet yesterday on his train ride to New York. Who'd I bet? I was like, you bet Texas Tech. He's like, yep.
It's got to be a good price.
That's the team. Yep, need a little bit of value there. So yeah,
nothing on Predators Panthers tonight before you go. You're off that one.
I missed that. Just missed the card.
Miss me with that. Okay, Joe. Thanks. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Talk next week.
Bet Sweats host Joe Ostrowski here on the Wester Hotline. Check Joe out on the BetMGM network and weekday mornings on the Bet 1520 from 9 to noon. We will look for your calls coming up, 803-0550. Talk a little bit about the playoff picture and also, if you want it, did we fall for it, the Jacksonville thing? I don't know. I'll blame Sneaky Joe. Biggest game. How many Bills games ever have been their biggest game ever? Does that make sense? I hope so. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.